The sound of children and their parents wailing, some critically wounded, others screaming to the lifeless bodies of their loved ones. A suicide bomb blast inside one of Kabul's educational institutions killed at least 25 people and wounded 25 others. A spokesman for the Kabul police said the attack happened around 4 p.m. local time while students were attending classes. The injured have been taken to local hospitals. Mawood Academy is a Shiite-dominated part of Kabul. While no group has taken responsibility for the attack, previous attacks on Shiites in Kabul have been claimed by Islamic State. The Taliban has denied complicity in the attack. The attack on Kabul comes at a time when the government is already facing heavy pressure from the Taliban on multiple fronts. A pre-dawn raid by the Taliban on a military base in Baghlan in northern Afghanistan killed 40 security forces personnel. The Taliban says it has withdrawn its security assurances for the International Committee of the Red Cross staff working in Afghanistan. The insurgent group accused the neutral humanitarian group of failing to meet its obligation to monitor detention conditions and provide medical aid to Taliban prisoners in Afghan jails. As hundreds of rescuers sorted through mountains of concrete slabs and other rubble on Wednesday in search of more survivors, one day after a deadly bridge collapse in Italy, anger mounted over possible design flaws and poor maintenance. Italian authorities raised the death toll Wednesday to at least 39 after two more bodies were recovered from the wreckage of the fallen section of Genoa's Morandi Bridge. Deputy Prime Minister and Interior Minister Matteo Salvini said three children were among the dead and that more people were still missing. Mounting concern of additional collapses prompted authorities to evacuate 630 people. This is VOA News. The Turkish currency, the lira, strengthened slightly Wednesday after last week's steep decline, but tensions between the U.S. and Turkey continue with Ankara Wednesday announcing higher tariffs on several U.S. imports, including vehicles, tobacco, coal, rice, cosmetics, and alcohol. The Trump administration is warning of more economic pressure if Turkey refuses to release detained Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. A court Wednesday rejected an appeal for his release. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
I'm not going to forecast any kind of further actions or what our next steps will be, other than to say conversations continue. We've been very clear with Turkey about our expectations and our desire to have our people brought home. Pastor Brunson gets the bulk of the attention in the news and from a lot of folks, but it is just as important to us to have the NASA scientist, Sergen Golka, brought home as well as our three locally employed staff who've been working at our mission in Turkey and then have been detained for quite some time as well.
Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu warned on Tuesday that pressure, threats, and sanctions only lead to chaos and a decline in relations. This week, Kenya, two top-ranking officials previously thought untouchable, were charged with corruption in a $3 billion Chinese-built railway project. The high-profile prosecutions are part of President Uhuru Kenyatta's efforts to show no official is out of reach in Kenya's war on graft. But some analysts question if the charges will actually lead to convictions and a lasting legacy for Kenyatta, or if they are simply political theater. Rael Ambur reports from Nairobi.
Kenya Railways Managing Director Atenas Maina and Lands Commission Chairman Mohamed Sozuri are accused of overseeing $2 million in fraudulent compensation payments. More than a dozen other Kenyan officials and business people are also facing charges related to illegally buying and selling off state corporations' land. But political analyst Linda Olo says the prosecutions are less about systemic change and more about President Uhuru Kenyatta.
Uhuru is more concerned of his legacy. How will history judge him after his presidency? So that is why he's trying to play the good man syndrome right now, by doing things that will appeal to the general public.
In June, Kenyatta announced all public servants would undergo a compulsory lifestyle audit to account for the sources of their income and assets. Rael Ombor for VOA News, Nairobi.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga last year accused the president of diverting the railway to benefit the Kenyatta family. Odinga ceased his criticism in April after making a deal with Kenyatta to work together. And South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will take a bold step in their upcoming summit. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Best music today, the voice of America, VOA1.